Regina, some of the city's most vulnerable are looking for a new home after the Regina Police Service, RPS, took down an encampment site near Carmichael Outreach on Tuesday. The site had been regularly used on and off but started being used regularly over the past 6 weeks. Community advocates said likely at least 50 people stayed at the encampment on any given night. Denise Ryder was one of those people living at the encampment site, questioning where she would go next. Ryder said many of those at the site are worried about living. Some of us didn't even live in tents, you know. We had to just cover up with a blanket. Florence Stratton, a community peace and justice activist, said the city and province need to step up. The city could take some of the money that it gives the police and start some low-cost housing. The province could put up the social assistance rates and put up the minimum wage rates. She called the lackluster effort from all levels of government a key reason behind people dying on the streets. It's so horrible. It makes me disgusted with us collectively. Sean Koch, a community organizer, called this another incredible tragedy. He referenced the encampment at City Hall in 2023, which saw roughly 80 tents at one point. The encampment was later cleared out after Regina Fire issued an order to decommission the camp, calling it an imminent risk to the safety of those living there. This, constantly displacing people and not giving them adequate support and housing, it's just further traumatizing, said Koch. Many shelters across the city are at capacity, and it's unclear where these individuals could end up. Ryder said she is hopeful and will continue to stick with her fellow peers.